to infinity and beyond!
Remain seated, please. Permanecer sentados, por favor.
Hang on to them hats and glasses, because this here's the wildest ride in the wilderness.
Coming to you from Laughing Place Studios, welcome Disney adventurers and fans to your All Things Disney podcast, making your Disney experience more magical. You're listening to Disney with Daddy and Daughter.
Hi, I'm Terry.
And I'm Tana. He's my dad.
And she's my daughter. Welcome to our show. It is Friday, February 3rd, 2017. This is episode 10.
Whoa.
Of Disney with Daddy and Daughter.
Double the DDD. Digits. Double digits now.
Double digits. That's amazing. I'm surprised we even got here to 10.
It's like serious now.
Wasn't it serious before?
It's more serious now.
Oh, okay. More serious. So when you hit the 10 plateau, you become more serious. Is that what you're trying to tell
more
me?
More serious. Okay. The seriousness is just more.
I'll buy that. I guess so.
Yeah.
Hi, Tana. How you doing?
I'm unbelievable.
Unbelievable. Really?
Unbelievable.
That's amazing. That's surprising to me.
Double digits.
Surprised.
I'm unbelievable.
That's totally true. Hey, we got a great topic today.
I'm super excited for it.
And I don't think we really let this out of the bag.
No, we kept
last
it a secret.
Month. It was kind of secretive. Some of my friends knew, but we took an amazing adventure.
You and your mother.
Me and my. Wait a minute. Who went? I think I went.
I did not go.
Yeah, we left you at home. I'm sorry.
It's true. I did not go.
We went to.
But
China.
I did watch a 5-hour presentation on the TV with Apple AirPlay.
You actually wanted to see that, though.
I did. It was wonderful.
Yeah, it wasn't like, Tana, sit down. We want to show you
a million
pictures that we took in
China. No, I wanted to see it all.
You did. So that was cool. Today's topic, we're going to talk about our visit to Shanghai Disney.
I am super excited.
It was amazing.
Oh my gosh, can't wait.
It was amazing, but we'll save that for the topic time. But first, folks, just remember you can find us on our Facebook page, Disney with Daddy and Daughter. Make sure you check out there. And of course, we'd like to see notes. We like to see any kind of messages, any kind of info that you'd like to pass on to us. We like to see it there on our Facebook page. Hey, we also had another big thing happen for us. I guess this also happens when you turn 10 or 10 episodes.
Okay.
We're on iTunes now.
We are so really awesomely on iTunes now. Like,
I don't know if we're awesomely something, but we're on iTunes.
I'm feeling pretty awesome about it.
How did you even do that? How did you get us on iTunes? I have no idea how you did that.
It's because I'm magical.
That's a later segment, you goofball.
It's real. We're real. Double digits, iTunes. It's blowing up. It's good. Hey, it's because you like us. That's a good thing.
That's it. It's our fan base.
We love you
all
guys.
All 7 of them.
We have more than 7.
Oh, we
I'm
do?
Pretty sure. I don't know how many more, but we've got more than
Eight.
7. All
Maybe
right.
9. Maybe 9. How about 1 for each episode? That would be great. If we have 10, I'm happy with that. Totally happy with that. So anyway, good stuff. Hey, I got a Disney hack for us to start.
I cannot wait to hear Disney hacks.
You're going to love this because we didn't pre-talk about this. Sometimes we talk a little bit about what we're going to say, but today we didn't. We're just kind of flying at a seat of our pants here. But my Disney hack, and this is a real live, and I'll tell you what happened. Stay on Disney property when you go overseas.
Stay on Disney property when you go overseas.
Do not.
That is good advice.
Do the cheap 3-star hotel in Shanghai that you have no idea what it's like until you get there and go, oh my, if you know what I mean.
I have a feeling a story is involved.
Here goes the story.
Here it goes.
Well, first off, we get to Shanghai finally. We missed a connector flight. We flew into Beijing, missed a connector, of course, because it was a long flight. And somehow our luggage didn't quite follow us, if you know what I mean. So basically, we were without luggage for 3 days.
Mm-hmm.
That was a bad start, especially for your mother. She was not happy about that.
That sounds bad.
But we got over to the hotel that we had booked. And we actually, before we left the airport, we checked with the baggage folks and they said, you know, sorry, we've lost your bags, but as soon as we find them, we'll get them to you.
Yikes.
Where is your hotel? And this should have been clue number one, but I told them the name of our hotel and they kind of went, huh, where? And they didn't even know where it was. So anyway, it's a bad
beginning of a story.
It was really bad. But we get there. The cab finally makes it. We stop like four times. The cab doesn't even know where we're going. He's stopping, asking people on the road. This is no joke. I'm not making this up. We finally get there. Nobody speaks English.
Yeah.
No concierge to help us with our bags that are lost.
Okay.
The room is in terrible shape. Mom actually sits on the bed when she gets into the room, and she thinks the mattress is gone. She thinks it's a box spring only. The bed that hard. It was ridiculous.
Oh, no.
So we do spend a night there, but the very next morning, old dad says, you know what? I know an answer to this problem. The answer is get over to Disney. So we immediately hopped a cab at 5:30 in the morning. We head over to the Toy Story Hotel. It's a Disney property, obviously, over by the Shanghai Park. And from the moment we walked in that door, everything changed. We literally had no problem checking in. We had six people working on our baggage immediately when we checked in. It was magical. You talk about magical.
It's like you walk through the door and you heard the beginning.
We heard that.
I kid you not.
And this is a long hack, but I kid you not. Your mother and I were practically crying when we walked in. And
did you kiss the floor? Did you walk in like
pretty much,
face plant
yeah.
to the floor and be like, oh,
let's
Disney.
Just say for the next 5 days that we were there, I had a smile on my face the whole time.
Aww.
We were so happy. And their staff was just phenomenal. They were unbelievable.
So moral of the story is Disney saves lives.
Pretty much. And if you're going to go somewhere where you don't speak the language and you're staying near Disney and Disney is kind of your destination, stay at their hotels. It will save you so much trouble in the long run. Trust me on that one.
Great advice.
Yeah.
Great advice.
Anyway, that's my hack.
Well, you know, that you had to, you know, just make your way closer to the park because, you know, once you get in the park, you got to do what?
Well, so when I get to the park, and this is a funny story too, I couldn't find a Mickey bar.
I couldn't find a Mickey bar anywhere. This is usually where we talk about Mickey bars and Dole Whip. So let's talk about
it.
So
I would usually say, I'll go have a Mickey bar, but there was no Mickey bars to be had in Shanghai. I couldn't find them. I finally found them.
They have them, but they were out, right?
That was the next week's show. We'll talk about our next visit to another park that we had over there.
Okay.
But no, I just couldn't find them. I finally found them towards the end of the trip. And you know what's cool about their Mickey bars?
What?
They're different.
How are they different?
They have chocolate ice cream in the ears.
What?
And vanilla down below, and then it's all chocolate covered. It looks like a regular Mickey bar.
But it's
and they
like,
have a mini bar, too.
It's like a secret Mickey. A mini bar?
They have a mini bar.
What's the mini bar? I didn't have
a mini bar. I thought that was kind of goofy to have one. Oh, no pun intended. But
that was a cheesy one. Yeah. I like that.
Oh, even better. Even better. Yuck, yuck.
A cheesy one.
But no, I stuck. I was faithful to the Mickey bar and had, even though it was different, a little different. The ice cream was even different.
Could I have had a Dole Whip?
No. No Dole Whips. None.
No. Well, you know, this segment is just...
They don't know what a Dole Whip is in China.
If we can't say Mickey Bar and Dole Whip, I don't think we can ever end this segment. I think we're just going to have to keep talking about Disney. Disney saves lives. But hey,
they do save lives.
Or we can move on.
Let's do some good news. You got some good news for me?
I've got some great good
fantastic.
News. Oh, fantastic good news. And this is news for everyone listening. Okay, so the good news is today we are giving away a limited edition Shanghai Disney Resort grand opening collector's pen. The one and the only, the one you can get only at Shanghai Disney. You can't.
Where did you say it was from?
Shanghai Disney.
Oh, okay.
Shanghai Disney. Yeah.
Where?
Shanghai Disney.
Okay.
So this is the challenge, should you choose to accept it.
Hold on one sec. You got it at Shanghai Disney?
No, Shanghai Disney.
What happens if you only say half the word?
Well, I didn't present the information yet. Here we go. The challenge. The challenge, should you choose to accept it, all right? If you want that Shanghai Disney collector's pen from the grand opening that you're not going to be able to get otherwise. You're not.
Can we call this the Shanghai Challenge?
Shanghai Challenge. Shanghai. Challenge.
Okay.
Got it. Okay. So here is the Shanghai Challenge. You're going to have to tally the total number of times either of us say the word Shanghai.
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 He says it, count it once. I say it, count it once, two. Add these numbers up. And you're going to want to email us. You're going to want to Facebook us. You're going to want to get a hold of us.
So what's the first one who gets in? Is that what
first
we're going to do
here? First one with the correct answer of the number of times we say Shanghai.
Shanghai. Oh, man. People are going to hate us.
Yes.
We are going to lose our 7 fans after this. This is terrible.
All right. You hear us say Shanghai. He says Shanghai. I say Shanghai.
There's another three.
You hear it. You count it. Send us an email or Facebook with your number answer. The first one correct gets us to send you in the mail your limited edition Shanghai Disney Resort Grand Opening Collector's Pen from Shanghai.
Oh, she said it again. I'm not going to say it for a little while. Like for a whole 10 seconds before I into the topic.
Fine, don't say Shanghai. It's fine.
So we're all, so the rules are very simple. Just count up very the Shanghais. Simple. Oops, I did it. And I didn't mean to do that one. But count those all up and get the number over to us as quick as possible, because if you're the first one with the right answer, you get the pin. We'll send it to you.
You win!
And we'll even mention their name on the show.
For sure, we will.
If you want, next week.
If you don't want to, that's okay.
Yeah,
if you don't want to show off your Shanghai pen, it's fine.
Oh, did it again.
All right.
That's crazy.
You're up there, buddy.
All right, so topic. now it's going to feel weird every time I say Shanghai Disney, but I'm going to say it one more time. The topic is the Shanghai Disney Park. Wow. All I can say is what an amazing, amazing amusement park that they've built in Shanghai. It is absolutely gorgeous. The one thing that you'll notice as soon as you come in to the park there, the castle is gigantic.
It's ginormous.
You think the one in Florida is big? The castle in Shanghai is gigantic. The thing is kind of, it's almost like built like a square. There's like no bad angles looking at it from anywhere in the park. But it is enormous. It's towering.
Yeah. You can tell from like pictures and videos or whatever.
Anybody, absolutely.
I mean, if you're not going to get a chance to go there anytime soon and you look at online because you're curious or you're looking at my parents' family photos. Either way, you're going to see this thing is big. It's really big.
The one thing too about the castle, while we're on that subject, is you know, most of the castles, we have Cinderella's castle, we've got Sleeping Beauty's castle. There's no this is kind of like every princess's castle.
Oh, that's
even
awesome.
Though there's a story on a walkthrough that's pretty much based on Snow White.
Okay.
All of the other princesses are featured in the castle as well. So it's kind of an all-purpose princess castle. That's kind of neat.
Wow.
But that's just the one thing that you notice as soon as you walk in. There are some differences in their park.
Shout them out.
To ours. But, well, for instance, the first one that caught my eye, and I had done a little bit of map study before we had traveled over to Shanghai.
Naturally.
And kind of tried to get the lay of the land on, you know, where everything was.
Mm-hmm.
And you know what's crazy? Tomorrowland is on the left side.
Whoa.
I think it's the only park that has Tomorrowland on the left.
Mind blown.
Right? I mean, I don't think there's any other. They're all on the right. This one, left.
Weird.
Why? I have no idea why they did that, but it works. It's
Is
great.
Everything opposite there?
No, just that.
just that.
Yeah, I mean, everything else is in its right spot, kind of. not really. Obviously, everything has to shift around the Tomorrowland because that's to the left. But let's see. The difference is the one big one right away that I notice is that when you walk in,
okay,
there is a train station.
Okay.
However, there's no train.
There's no train?
There's no train. They do not have a train. So there's this beautiful train station. It's signature as you walk into most of the Disney parks. You know, the train station's sitting right there, and the train usually is pulling up, coming around. There's no train on this one.
So when you walk in, is it like flower bed? Like you're used to seeing,
yeah,
like at a Disneyland or something?
And
then
still have that.
Train station kind of up above it, you get that kind of look, but no train.
Right, and you walk right in underneath the train station like you do on most of the other parks, kind of the tunnels. And the other thing that is noticeable as soon as you walk underneath the train area too is that they don't have a main street. They have what's called Mickey Avenue.
Okay.
And it's
what's the difference?
Lot shorter. A lot shorter. It's nowhere near the size of
like how like many buildings
Disneyland's Main Street
or how many stores? How many buildings?
I would say I didn't count them, but I would say probably 5 or 6.
Whoa!
Yeah, it's short. It's short.
Okay.
It's the typical on the left side. All of the retail is on the left side, and all the buildings are tied into each other, so you can walk through from one to the next.
That's so convenient.
And on the other
when
other
crowds
side,
are walking down Main Street.
Well, there's just no Main Street though. I mean, it's not like it's
well,
a major hub area.
I guess it doesn't make a big difference there.
No, but not at all. But on the other side, you have a confectionery. You have is that how you say it? Confectionery? That's candy and all that good stuff.
Yeah,
is that right?
Sure.
You're supposed to help me out on this.
No.
But there's the candy shop and there's a restaurant on the corner. Food is kind of interesting too. While I'm talking about that,
I gotta know.
Well, I you know
they have Mickey bars apparently.
Being the good old American boy, the first thing I did was found a hamburger.
Oh God!
So they do have a typical restaurant in the Tomorrowland area that's serving burgers and a little bit of Western cuisine as well as some of the local. Rice bowls, noodle bowls, that sort of thing. So you can get pretty much both from both places. But food was a little. I mean, I'm not really picky. I'll eat pretty much anything. But you know, there were some things that I kind of looked at and went, no,
well,
not today.
Naturally, it's not today. I mean, and I'm sure. Okay, was it a disappointment that your normal Disney foods were not there? Like, did you see your normal Disney foods? Like. Turkey legs or popcorn or like Mexican food. I mean, probably not that, right?
So here's something that's really funny.
Tell me.
Turkey legs.
Okay, turkey
and
legs.
And a friend of mine was that I had met over there was telling me that somehow he was in the know on the turkey leg deal at their Shanghai Park.
Okay, there's a deal?
Yeah, well, the deal was nobody thought it would amount to anything. It would be like, we don't need that here. It's just not going to go over well with
like
the culture.
Culturally, it's not something,
it's just not
that's
something
introduced
that's acceptable.
Or, okay.
Then
okay.
He tells me that on an average day, if you have a line, let's say at the Tron roller coaster, that's 20 minutes, the turkey leg line is like 40 minutes.
Oh my God.
It's like one of the biggest lines in the place. People
gotta
go
get that
in fact,
turkey
they
leg.
Even have on their sign a maximum of 2 per visit. You can only order 2 turkey legs.
Oh my God.
Why?
Gosh.
I have no idea. That's kind of crazy too. But
whoa.
Yeah, that's
they'll be loving some turkey leg.
They love their turkey legs.
Oh my God.
You think you like them down in LA.
I mean, I'm a vegetarian,
Florida,
but before I switched over, I loved me a few turkey legs. Those are great.
I like them. I'll eat them now and then.
Yeah. So but, tell me yeah. Like just I mean, I know we have like so much we can talk about, but like what is like what really stands out to you? Like what's the stuff that if we just need to like cover basics, like tell me more about like what's,
well, let's talk
what's
about attractions.
Different. Yeah, let's talk about attractions.
Let's talk about the major attractions that
okay.
they have there.
Perfect.
You know, they do have some of the normals, but they've taken like the best of kind of all the lands. So for
okay.
instance, there's the Snow White and the Seven Dwarfs Mine Train.
Wait, I have a question real quick.
Yeah.
I'm going to stop you right there.
Yeah.
This is the newest park.
This is the newest park with the newest technology.
Yes.
So
okay.
everything is brand spanking new.
Okay. I knew this because of a couple other things that we want to talk about. And uh-huh. I thought, and I remember Wes talking about that this is the newest. Okay.
Yeah. Opened up
forgive
in June of last
me,
year.
Disney addicts, for not knowing that. I just, I'm
June.
Not. I'm
last
not.
Last year.
Okay.
June. I'm Shanghai not, opened I, in June. I said Shanghai.
Shanghai. I'm not good with dates and numbers, but it really, from the pictures and stuff, looks. Really phenomenal. Okay, sorry. Attractions, go.
Two major, major attractions, and I will give one the best attraction
award
Disney has ever made.
Okay, let's hear it.
It's Pirates of the Caribbean.
Yeah,
it
I've heard
is
that.
Phenomenal.
I've heard that.
It is
nothing
amazing.
Nothing, and I saw your video. I did my research.
And the video doesn't know justice.
I know.
No justice at all.
That's what I assume because it is,
it, you know
it
what
is
it'd be
grand.
Like?
Grand. It is
if
grand.
If you've seen Soarin', it would be like filming Soarin' with your phone and then trying to show somebody what it was like.
Okay,
you just couldn't get the perspective.
Yeah,
right?
Yeah.
That's how Pirates
so
of the Caribbean
so would you compare
is.
It to Soarin' in a boat? Because you're in a boat.
Yeah, kind of. That's kind of what it's like because there's they've added visual with projection.
Okay, and what
the projection
I understand
is like 50-foot screens. We're talking 180-degree, 50-foot screens. You're engulfed in the scenes. It's crazy. So this story on the pirates that they have in Shanghai starts right there but the three figures in jail and the dog are skeletons.
Oh my God.
So then.
So they waited a while.
Oh yeah, yeah. And not only.
To the end.
Not only do you have the projections that are going on, but the boats that you're in, they move sideways.
What?
They move backwards, forwards. They move any direction.
You know what it kind of reminds...
The ride vehicles are amazing.
It kind of reminded me of the Harry Potter ride with some of the production.
Yeah.
But that looked like way bigger scale. Like
the screens are huge. They're huge.
They're
really big. And the story and the animatronics, just state of the art. Everything, obviously, you can tell is brand new.
Incredible.
Yeah. And they've done just such a great job on the attraction. You know, I would tell people to go on YouTube and check it out, but it's just one of those things that you have to see to experience.
Although I really enjoyed watching. Mom took a video through the whole ride.
I couldn't video it. I was so overwhelmed. I was like, wow. I mean, so mom and I wrote it the
mom
first time
took
we
one
wrote
for
it.
The team. Yeah, she recorded it for us.
I think she actually recorded it the second time, though.
Okay. In all fairness.
Well, maybe not. Maybe not. It might have been the first time, but
maybe not.
The whole time we were riding that ride, it was between mom and I was like, wow, wow, wow. We were back and forth. It was so funny.
Okay, so they're speaking, not English, though, right?
Yeah, that's the one. I wish they would have it in English.
Or
at least, you know,
have it there in whatever language you would like.
Because
it's
all in Mandarin.
Your park.
It's all in Mandarin. So,
you know.
I would love to hear what they're talking
it's
about.
Just,
but.
Yeah, it would be so cool that you're like, oh, gosh, I wish I knew what they were saying.
Yeah. Yeah, but Pirates is a phenomenal ride. You know, one thing that this park has, too, that they've done, I don't think we see this in any other park.
At what park? Shanghai?
Yeah, they have Treasure Cove, which is all a complete area dedicated to pirates. So they've got, like, a pirate ship sitting in a lagoon that you can walk around on. The whole town is like a pirate town. It's really well done. Me going back in time and remembering when I was a kid in Disneyland, being a pirate was like the cool thing. Going to the Pirates of the Caribbean was really a neat deal. They've got a whole land that's dedicated to pirates, and it's just phenomenal.
Incredible.
Along with the Pirates of the Caribbean, they do have a stunt show that's right next to it. And that one's all in Mandarin, too, so it's kind of rough to understand the humor that's going on in the show. But they do some neat little aerial acrobatics that I've never seen before. You know, are you familiar with the air skydiving on the big fan type of thing?
Shanghai does that?
They've incorporated that into their show in Shanghai. It's amazing. So it's, I have to remember what the name of the pirate
10
area
points
was.
For Shanghai.
Oh, you're so bad. I know what you're doing.
Shanghai's so hot right now.
But it's called Eye of the Storm, Captain Jack's Stunt Spectacular.
Whoa.
And Jack Sparrow is one of the characters in it. But really
That's
cool.
Awesome.
Really cool area. I really enjoyed the Pirates area walking around. Some great photo ops. It was fantastic.
Can we please talk?
I know what
you're
talking
about. Can we talk about Tron for a minute?
The
can we
other
talk about Tron?
Major attraction that they have built. Man,
yeah.
I would take this at any park.
Oh my gosh.
Another great attraction, Tron.
I am super, super in love with Tron, like in general. Ever since my little person Tron while the people mover was moving days. I have always loved Tron. I love the music. Like the music is so moving and the lights and the whole world is just fascinating to me. It's really, really cool. And when I saw the video that they took of simply the loading area of Tron, I freaked out, didn't I?
Yeah, and the you know, that music is kind of piped all through Tomorrowland there,
I'm
too.
Sure it just buzzes through your body.
Yeah,
you're just like,
it's quite a different feel. Their Tomorrowland is quite a different feel than what you're used to. And
well, ours is, you know, like the Disneyland or even Disney World, because it was trying to have hints of Disneyland, obviously. We appreciate and value a lot of the nostalgic, like, aspects of it. Because uh-huh. That's because Disneyland has been around for a while.
Sure.
But I think it's so cool that in Shanghai... What Shanghai does is they have started their own story. So where they start out is probably going to be what becomes nostalgic to that park. You know what I mean? We look back, you know, 100 years from now or whatever, and they're going to say, wow, Tron is like a throwback, you know, but they don't have to start where we started. They can start now and have really cool stuff and have their own aspects of nostalgia in their own Shanghai park.
Sure.
So,
yeah,
I thought that was just brilliant. And tell me the coolest things about Tron, please. Tell us all.
Well, it's a unique ride vehicle.
It is.
You're on a light cycle.
Yep.
So with the light cycle, you're actually
it's like a motorcycle.
Just like being on a motorcycle. Yeah. You actually kneel into the ride first. On your knees. It's all padded. It's you know, looking at it, and you can definitely YouTube this
we'll
one.
We'll post a picture.
Take a look at it. It looks like it would be a very uncomfortable ride. I found it to be one of the most comfortable rides I've ever been on. And so you kneel onto it first, you hop over it just like a bike, and put your hands out. There's two levels of handlebars that you can grab and pull
depending
close
on
to
how
you.
Tall you are.
Exactly.
Okay.
And you can actually either kind of put your chest down against the motorcycle, or you can actually lock your elbows and bring your arms straight up and ride that way too, which I found was more comfortable and much more fun because you can have your head up and see what was going on.
Oh, that's cool.
But what a great ride too. It was kind of a cross between the Rock and Roller Coaster with the, you know, the quick moving blast off.
I can see that.
You know, actually it's a lot like the Rock and Roller Coaster, although there is no upside down on the track. There's no loops.
And you go in and out. Right.
You
I
do.
Mean,
you're
it's outside,
catapulted.
Inside, outside, inside.
You start inside with a dramatic countdown.
Oh,
and
I love
think
it.
It's Mandarin. I'm not quite sure they were counting down, but it's a like a drum beat, like boom, boom, boom. And like on the fifth,
oh,
you're
gosh.
Launched. You're taken off. So you go from inside to outside real quick. There's a little loop that you take outside, not a 360 loop, but kind of a turn,
like
a tough banking
steep.
Turn.
Uh-huh.
And then you're right back into the building for the rest of the ride. And of course, it follows the Tron story of the light cycle races where you're trying to kind of do better than the other light cycles, kind of pinning them in. And
so is there a second car? I mean, or is there, I mean, are you racing the car, like in Cars?
Yeah, they have, you don't see like the other light cycles that you're trying to cut off.
But are they real people?
The story,
or
they're not. They're projections.
Okay. Oh, projections.
But
yeah.
Towards the
okay.
end of the attraction, you'll make a bank and you'll see the yellow team that's right next to you. And as it's right next to you, you cut them off and one of them explodes and bursts into flames right in front of you. And then, you know, your ride is done. But what a great ride. It's fun. It's a
incredible.
Blast.
Incredible.
Yeah. It was worth doing again and again. And again, it was great. We did it so many times.
I think I'm looking forward to that the most.
Yeah, it's
honestly,
a winner.
Like I
would
just
love to see them bring it to Los Angeles. It would be fantastic in our park. But we'll see on that one. But, you know, we really got lucky with the crowds. There was a little bit of rain the first couple of days we were there. The longest line we waited in was about 5 minutes long. It was great. We just got one of those. And the other thing too, we looked at the ticket prices after purchasing what we had to buy. And it, for one, you'll find that it's very, very affordable. A 1 day pass, around $70.
Oh, that's nice.
Really cheap. 2 day pass, it's like $115.
Okay.
So, I mean, it's pretty affordable. And for that matter, the food was actually a lot cheaper than I thought, too. But, you know,
save your money for airfare.
You know what's surprising? That's the big killer. You know what was surprising, though?
What?
Pepsi. Pepsi is in Shanghai Disney.
Is it?
Not Coke. It's Pepsi.
Oh, okay.
Pepsi has the sponsorship rights, which
is it?
I don't get it, but
is it our Pepsi, like the same Pepsi, or is it a little different?
Yeah. No, it's pretty much you know, when you're because
I know
over
different places in the world they do different kinds of.
When you're over in China, the cans and the bottles are a little bit different. They're a lot taller and skinnier, but yeah, Pepsi has the rights.
Okay.
In Shanghai Disney, and the only thing I can think of there is KFC is like all over the place in China, and they've got a pretty good marriage with Pepsi, so maybe that has something to do with it. But
awesome. Let me just throw a couple questions out to you.
Sure.
Adventure Isle, winning or opinion? Adventure Isle. This is something that I heard about that I saw your pictures of that I think is actually really cool, but tell me what you thought.
Yeah, I'm glad you brought that up, actually.
And explain what it is, because you probably explained it better since you did it.
So on one of our last nights there, we had walked by Adventure Isle a couple of times and we didn't really even think anything of it. You know, it was like, yeah, whatever. It's walking trails. It's no big deal. But then we, like I said, the crowds were down, so we had nothing better to do. So let's go check out the Adventure Isle area. So we did it late night one night. And what we found out was it's like an obstacle course that you walk through, and you are tethered onto an overhead truss system where you walk through these challenge courses. And as you're walking through the challenge courses, if you fall off, it's okay. You're tethered. You're all hooked into their system. But it's definitely some challenge on some of these walking areas and obstacles that you hop over. And you're up in the air. It's not like you're walking 10 feet above ground. You're like way up. You're like 100 feet up in the air. So it's really a nice little challenge. It's a cool course.
Yeah, it looks really cool in pictures. I was like, what is that?
Yeah, it's something different. Very different.
Very different than I've ever seen. Let me ask you this. How was the weather? What's it like there? Is it hot, cold? What's up?
This time of year, I didn't do a whole lot of research, but I think it's kind of the rainy season.
What did you experience?
Rain. We got a lot of rain.
And you went in and last cold. Month, January. So January.
And actually, the first two or three nights when it was raining, the temperature wasn't too bad. The fourth night, fifth night, we were in Shanghai. The clouds cleared away. Rain went away and it got cold, bitterly cold.
Mm.
So much so that we were wrapping up in scarves and caps. Yeah. Okay. It was chilly. Definitely chilly.
Another thing I want to point out that I noticed in all of your pictures and videos, it looks pretty spread out.
They've obviously left room for expansion.
I'm used to is everything's like super crammed into little spaces. But literally looking at your pictures and videos, I'm like, whoa, look at all that room. lots of room.
Here's a fact for you. They just released, Disney just announced a week or two ago that they will be building a Toy Story Land in Shanghai Disney. Yeah. So they've got that coming.
Where are
it's
they doing
in
it?
Shanghai Disney.
Shanghai?
They're going to do that in Shanghai. Ooh. So we need to clarify. We just said it right over each other. So
he says it once, count it. I say it once, count okay. Count mine too.
I'm trying to help you out, folks.
He says Shanghai, count it.
Oh, there she goes
again. I say Shanghai, count it.
I'm going to try to not say Shanghai anymore.
Don't say Shanghai.
Good luck.
And, okay, I got to know this. Shopping. Shop. Please tell me about shopping.
Here's a crazy one that I experienced firsthand. And I'm glad you brought this up, too, because I forgot about this. I wasn't going to talk about it.
I have so many questions.
You're going to love this. This is all about fashion. So, our luggage is lost for the first couple of days. Uh-huh. We've got no clothes, but the clothes that's on our back. Mom was okay. She had a couple things.
You'd be looking like a hot mess.
It was not good. So fortunately, they have a downtown Disney area. They actually call it Disney Town.
It's Disney Town.
Different heading.
Cute. There. Okay.
And that's right outside of the park, so it's kind of nice.
Is it big?
It's close. It's not big, but it's probably just a little bit smaller than Disneyland's in California. Just a little bit smaller than that.
Okay.
But I go looking for t-shirts because it's like, I need to get some clothes. If I don't have any bags that show
this
up pretty
quick.
This
is a no-go. We need to be prepared.
I need clothes. I need pants. Some other kind of pants. You know what I mean? So I go wandering off into the stores in Disney Town there in the main World of Disney, and I'm looking for t-shirts. They have no t-shirts.
What do they have?
The only t-shirts they had were from the grand opening that they were blowing out. They were clearing them out.
Oh my gosh. So what do they have?
They had no shirts. And so I'm like, what the heck? I couldn't figure it out. Later on, as time went on in the parks, and I'm kind of getting the read of the land and what's going on.
Yeah.
It's like a fashion show there.
Oh, everyone's very good.
Nobody
looking.
Wears t-shirts. That's like, you're way underdressed.
They're very fashionistas.
Very fashionable. I have to, golf clap.
I was
blown away with the just the normal everyday apparel that the folks had there walking around.
They'd be looking
the
good. They'd be
really
looking good in Shanghai.
Really impressed. I'm not going to say it. But so shopping was good. Shopping was actually really good. Pretty good value for the dollar, too. I thought that Disney had everything priced just about right. And it was good. Good shopping. Language barrier was not a problem there.
That's good.
Most of the cast members spoke English, which I found, I kind of thought that. I just had a hunch that Disney would employ a lot of younger folks that spoke English as well so that they could deal with, the English-speaking folks like me. If you did run into a cast member that didn't speak English, they already had pre-designated cast members that they went to that were close to them, close proximity. They could go grab them real quick and bring them over to you, and that's exactly what they would do. And then you could ask that cast member the question. They would take care of you.
Oh.
So that was really cool.
I have so many questions. Yeah. You can tell. Princesses, princes, people who are face acting cast member characters.
Normal. Just like what you would normally see in any of the parks in the U.S.
Okay, so if
Pocahontas looks like Pocahontas.
And
Ariel
looks like Rapunzel.
Absolutely.
Gotcha, okay.
There was a fantastic Tarzan show That is one of the big shows that they have at the park.
At Shanghai?
Yes, there. And the whole cast, all Mandarin, every single one of them. But they also, it was not like the old Tarzan Rocks. I don't know if you remember that show in Disney World, but it wasn't like that because there was a lot of acrobatics involved with it too.
Oh, that's cool.
So a lot of Chinese acrobatics where the plates are spinning and you know, juggling. And it was a great show.
I like the shows that have acrobatics. It's just, it's a cool way to interpret stories. I don't know.
Disney meshed that one perfectly. It's fantastic.
That sounds great.
Let's see. Fireworks. I was really expecting a major firework production.
So no?
In Shanghai. I thought that, you know, it would be like, wow, over the top. Not so much.
Is it same or less?
It's less. They
less
rely,
than Disney World.
Yeah, they rely more on projection-based entertainment, and so they're doing a lot of projection on the castle.
They're doing that at a lot of
parks.
And
it's a huge canvas, so why not, right? This thing is just so gigantic. But there's a lot of projections, a little bit of fireworks, a lot of lighting. Music is fantastic, but not what I would expect. I thought it would be a little bit different, but nevertheless, I was still happy with it. I thought it was
still
beautiful,
a very beautiful
show.
Well, you know,
the other thing
projection
too,
doesn't cost the same.
I don't know, but
as fireworks, you know, and it is beautiful, so I'm okay with it. But I sure do hope that they don't just do away with a lot of fireworks everywhere.
I don't think they will. I just think it was their approach to, you know, what the entertainment and the show was that they wanted to produce, and so that's what they went with. The other thing that they have too is a huge stage area right in front of the castle.
Oh, what do they do with it?
They actually have a show that they produce that goes on about 4 times a day. And it's a quick show. Everybody comes out as far as characters go. They're singing, dancing. It's a neat little show. So they have that. I could go on and on. There's so much that's different in
Shanghai. Could go on and on.
But you know the bottom line on this park? Thumbs up. I rate it a 10 out of 10. It's beautiful. The cast members are amazing. You know, Disney has a way of training their people. And there is no slouch in there. They did such a wonderful job in training the staff there. I think with the culture base, the way it is, they're already, they add the Disney way. Just a fantastic group of cast members. I was so impressed, more so than any cast member team that I've ever seen. They were fantastic. Just fantastic.
I'm really excited to experience soon.
It's a lot of fun. Yeah. I will definitely go back there. I enjoyed it.
Yeah.
Really enjoyed it. So that's pretty much a wrap on Shanghai, although it's not really a wrap. We'll just cut it off
there. I guess
there
we'll leave it there.
Yeah, we're
got to leave it somewhere,
show,
I guess, because
we
could go forever.
2 hours on my vacation with the lost tourist's bag and the adventures that he had leaving one hotel and being saved by Disney. So anyway, it was a good stuff. Hey, I got a would you rather.
Oh, okay. Would I rather.
Would you rather.
Yeah.
And this is in honor of the new Electrical Light Parade, Main Street Electrical Light Parade that is back at Disneyland, mm-hmm. where it all started. So it's kind of good to see it there. I can't wait to go back. I want to go to Disneyland just to see the parade.
Oh, gosh, yeah. I have a funny story about it, but go.
Oh, really?
I do. I'll tell you in a second.
Okay. So
it's not about Shanghai.
Oh, not again. Would you rather Main Street Electrical Parade? And I'm going to go back in time. Or the Festival of the Lion King Parade.
They're both originals?
Uh-huh.
Original Light Parade. Original I do Light Parade.
Electrical Light? Okay.
Yeah. Because I don't know. It was just something magical. I like night. Night and lights. I'm a night person. You know, daytime is fine, but I like dark and then twinkly things. I just loved it. It was really, really pretty. And I have to tell you a quick light parade story. So they brought it back. Yeah.
Yeah.
And it's in Disneyland. Yeah.
Yep.
And my friend was there a couple days ago and she posts on Facebook a picture of her holding a bulb from the light parade. She said as they were going by, Peter Pan and Captain Hook were sword fighting and the sword chipped off a light off of
and they got the light?
Ship. Off of the ship.
No way.
It goes flinging over right to where she's sitting, right in front of her, and she picks it up. And it's like intact. So it's like, because, you know, it's like a little flowery plasticky light. It's not like a glass bulb that probably would have shattered. So she holds it up and you see the light parade in the back. She's taking this picture. She posted on Facebook. I was like, get out of town.
That's funny.
Can you imagine?
Do you remember when the electrical light parade left Main Street? Because it's been bounced around all over the place, right? Remember they even had it in DCA. They had it in California Adventure.
It wasn't the same there.
It went to Florida.
I don't know why.
No, it was pretty much the same, I thought.
The
experience.
I don't know why. I really liked sitting right by Alice in Wonderland and watching the light parade.
Yeah.
Like, I don't know if that was the first time I saw it. I don't know why I visualized it there. I liked it at Disneyland better.
Yeah,
I liked it better.
I get it. So here's one. I'm sure you don't remember this, but when the parade was going away, they were selling these commemorative lights. So you do remember this.
Because I love the parade.
Yeah, so
They came in little rectangle boxes with like this little dome on top. Remember?
Uh-huh. Yeah.
I remember.
And I have those still somewhere around in the house. We have three of those lights.
So if you count how many times we say light parade, just kidding, we're not giving those up.
Yeah, we're definitely not giving those away because that was my question was that we have those three lights and they were supposed to be collectors, but then they brought the parade back.
They paid for new ones, so I guess we have to get the
second. So are those still collector lights?
Collectors. They're still cool.
Are you think?
Oh, yeah.
All right. I just was...
They're the originals.
I think I got ripped off on that.
Yeah. Well, you know, I just think the whole thing is magical.
It is magical. That's
so
for sure.
So magical.
That's for sure. Hey, you got some hidden Mickeys for us?
Hey, you know I do. And
did you go Shanghai?
I did go Shanghai.
Oh, fantastic. Fantastic. I'm glad you did.
I did go Shanghai.
Okay, I have a confession for you.
Go ahead, confess. I know what you're going to say.
I was looking everywhere for hidden Mickeys when I was in the park. I never found one.
You know, this doesn't mean anything, though, because you never find
them. I know, but I was going to be so excited because I was like, I'm going to find one. And as soon as I come back, I'm going to tell Tana, I found one. Here's a picture of it. No picture.
Nope.
Sorry. Anyway, what did you find?
I can't remember birthdays, and you can't find hidden Mickeys.
I can never find them.
We're just going to have to live with each other. So hidden Mickeys. Okay. In honor of shopping at one of my favorite stores in Disney Town, I assume, is the Sephora store. They have one. A Sephora, which we all know is a high-end kind of makeup store. I get my... what is it called? My mascara. Can't remember the name of it, but I love it so much. And they have these hidden Mickeys on the top railing. Okay, so it's kind of like, what'd you say? The little pillars that are kind of like creating the railing on the top of the store. If you look real closely, they have designed in Mickey heads on every little bar that goes across on the top railing. And the reason I picked this one is because...
Sephora.
Because Sephora. And number two is because I don't know if I would have noticed it.
Huh.
It's high up.
Do you have a picture?
Yeah, I do. And I'm going to post it. And it's just basically, they're right in here. All these little bars here.
Oh.
And so, the reason why I love this is because it reminds me that Disney puts this everywhere. Sprinkles it like glitter, right?
And that
it just weaves in and out of all the architecture and all the stuff that makes up the world around you when you're at these parks. So anyways, that's real fun. Second one, shout out to that No Train station. There is a clock tower on that train station right when you walk into the park. And
there's not the official
Mickey symmetrical logo, but there is a old-fashioned Mickey with those old-fashioned arms that move around.
Looks like a Mickey watch. Yeah.
And it's really, really cute. So we're going to post those pictures on our Facebook page. Take a look at them. Look forward to them. And I, you know, love hidden Mickeys. So if you have one that you want to share, send it over. We'll share it out. And if you have a favorite ride, maybe something I can look up for you, please let me know. And that is your hidden Mickeys. Quick question.
I'm glad you found Shanghai hidden Mickeys.
Yeah. I mean, Shanghai's no exception. I'm sure Shanghai has plenty of hidden Mickeys everywhere. I can't wait to see more.
Although I never saw any in Shanghai, so.
Well, you're not looking hard enough in Shanghai.
Probably.
So, quick question.
Quick answer, I hope.
What is unique about the Flying Dumbos and the carousel? And this is something only seen at Shanghai Disney. It's unique in Shanghai Disney only. What is different about the flying
Dumbos. Well, that's easy for me because I was just there.
The flying Dumbos and the carousel. Did you notice?
I absolutely did because what I did was you like, notice? Wow, that's kind of strange. They're in front of the castle.
In front of the castle?
Yeah, there's a huge area. Ding, ding, again, Mickey Avenue is not that long. It's not like a main street.
Yeah.
You come out the end of that and there is a lot of real estate in between the end of Mickey Avenue and where the castle actually is. There's a huge, huge area down below. And the only thing I can think of was for those large crowds, and trust me, they do have large crowds because we hit one the last day there.
Yeah.
It was massive. I mean, we're talking 250-minute wait for Soarin'. Yeah, crazy. That's over 4 hours. The only thing I can think of is they have a huge area for fireworks and nighttime shows if they have that huge area. But yeah, both of them right in front of the castle.
Right in front of the castle.
So different. So different.
Hey, I got a bonus question for you today.
Okay.
A bonus Shanghai question. Ready? The carousel is themed what for the first time ever in a Disney park? What is the carousel's theme for the first time in a Disney park?
What was it? It was kind
you should know this.
Yeah,
one.
It was kind of whimsical.
What's whimsical? You know this.
Yeah, I do. I'm just trying to think. Well, I'm trying to think of what other. Oh! It's it was.
You're toying with me. You know what it
no,
is.
No. I lost the Fantasia. I lost the word. I was like, what the heck is that word? Yeah, it's all Fantasia based.
Okay, you got it.
Yeah,
ding,
which
ding,
is,
ding.
Was really cool too. It's noticeable when you walk by it. I didn't go on it, but walked by it a couple of times and it was like, wow, look at that, Fantasia. That's pretty cool.
That's awesome.
So you also meet Mickey right in front of, they have an area right in front of the castle too where you meet Mickey. He's got his own little house there and you can go in and meet Mickey.
That's
right
awesome.
Did that too. Met Mickey.
Yay.
Yeah, I was happy to see him.
Well, I think this show is long enough. What do you guys think?
This could be a record for us, actually.
And we are going to close up the show, but not before we party.
It's our birthday time. Who do you got? Who's on the list today?
Let me tell you. So we want to wish a very merry unbirthday to Zach.
To who? Jazak?
Jazak. We want to wish a very merry birthday to Zach and Stephanie Brick.
Oh, Zach and Stephanie. That's when you put their names together. Jazak.
Zach and Stephanie Brick, Shane, Elena, Tayden, and Quinn Kelly, Allison and Rob Glover, Sophie Williams from the UK,
Sophie.
The entire Toy Story Hotel Shanghai cast member crew, and lastly, Mom and Dad's favorite Shanghai Disney cast member, Jaween.
She's such a sweetheart. She took care of us. She is so great.
Hey, Jaween.
Yeah, such a great friend.
Very merry birthday to you all.
You know, it was so funny. I just got to add this real quick. So we had gone in and out of the World of Disney, and that's where Jaween was working. And so we befriended her real quick and chatted with her every night. But one day we go by, this is talk about just a random, like, wow. But mom and I are just strolling by. We're getting ready to walk into the park. And we walk by the front of the World of Disney. And here comes Jaween running. She's running towards the store. And she gets right to us where we are. And she goes flying by us. She goes, we're late for work. Hi. She waves. And in she goes into the store. But talk about timing. This is just amazing.
Oh, my gosh. How cute.
We just happen to be right there walking by at the same time. Anyway, she's a sweetheart.
Well, I hope to meet you.
Very happy, merry unbirthday.
Hope to meet you someday, Jaween. Yeah. And very happy, very, very merry unbirthday to you all. Thanks for listening.
We want to thank you for tuning in to Disney with Daddy and Daughter. Be sure to find us on our Facebook page. Just type in our show name, send us your pics, your stories, and let us know when your unbirthday is so we can celebrate.
Celebrate.
You can also email us, especially if you have that Shanghai answer, at DisneyWithDaddyAndDaughter@gmail.com. Remember, it's a great, big, beautiful tomorrow, so we'll see you next time. Until then, from the happiest podcast on earth and from our family to yours,
make every day magical.
Magical indeed.
Magical indeed. I love you, Dad.
Love you too, Tanner. Take care, folks.
Bye-bye.
There's a great, big, beautiful tomorrow shining at the end of every day. There's a great, big, beautiful tomorrow, and tomorrow's just a dream away. Man has a dream, and that's the start. He follows his dream with mind and heart. And when it becomes a reality, it's a dream come true for you and me. So there's a great, big, beautiful tomorrow shining at the end of every day. There's a great big beautiful tomorrow, just a dream away.
Shanghai!